Zach Jackson's with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What do you think about the new uniforms? You excited about it, Zach, or you don't care?
Get everybody off my lawn, Bull.
Get them off? Why?
Yes. No. I'm not a uniform person.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you notice, but these are especially bad.
They are.
And as I age, like, the one thing that still works is my eyes, but when I'm in the press box on Sundays, I can't see, like, the numbers and the names sometimes. So, and
that's,
you know,
the biggest issue. Sorry to cut you off, Zach, but that is, from a media perspective and, like, a broad, that is a big, like, you got to be able to see the numbers. That, you're right. That's much more important than, like, the looks themselves.
Yeah. And let's just be honest. I mean, that's linked to a really sad period in Browns history.
Yep.
The unveiling itself, the way they botched it, and just who was involved with that and why they thought they had to do it. So, you know, hopefully it'll coincide, and I think it will coincide with a really good time for the Browns.
Remember they couldn't get their coats off?
Yeah.
On stage.
And, like, the store in Columbus had them, remember?
Oh, that's right. They had them on the shelf already. Yeah. What a mess.
Yeah.
What a mess. Zach, so what do you think about Francisco Lindor and his injury?
I'm not aware. I've been immersed in the
Thought you wanted to talk baseball.
You said you wanted to talk baseball. And morning workouts. I don't get the morning workouts.
That's a shot at me.
Oh, that's a shot at you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's true. But you don't talk about it as much as you used to.
No. I still post.
No, he's down to like 2 selfies a week.
Only 2, huh? Is that on Instagram? You tweet selfies you work out?
I keep it away from you, Bull.
On Friday, Friday, Keith and I get a text. I don't know if you got this, Zach. I'm sure you did, too. Like, Dustin's sending texts with pictures with no shirt.
Yeah.
You get those texts also, Zach?
Oh, he's on Instagram.
Oh, you're on Instagram, yeah.
I've seen my share and your share and the listener's share.
Hey, I guess
stop being jealous, Zach.
Yeah, it's true. In fairness, if I was in as good a shape as him, I'd probably take some pictures with my shirt off, too, I guess.
That's
Hey, Zach. All right, let's get to some other topics here with the Browns, including, you know, I'm curious for guys like you that have covered the team for a long time, and, you know, we've been covering the team for a while now, but not that long. And when you've been around it your whole life, you've been covering the team for a long time, is it a little hard to kind of wrap your head around, like, what the Browns could be, not only this year but for the foreseeable future?
You know, it's absolutely accurate and real discussion. I can't say hard to wrap your head around, but it is different. You know, I worked for the team for 10 years, 2 winning seasons, 1 playoffs. We know how long ago the playoffs was, right?
Yeah.
We know the historic losing. You know, starting 2 years ago, I was back around every day and was there every day for 0-16. And then even last year, you know, it was like, okay, well, it's going to take a while to clean this up. And then they were bad early in the year. And then all of a sudden, it's just been on turbo. And I was totally, I've talked about this on the air and off the air with Dustin. Like, hey, man, this is a lot for this team, you know, for the spotlight, for the young guys. Like, this is a lot to handle. And then they got Odell Beckham, and I'm like, well, why couldn't they win 12 games? So they still could win 6.
Yeah.
But, this is a brave new world. You know, right now, everybody's happy. Everybody's united. That's what stands out to me. I mean, we know that, you know, the history is we kind of went over. And that's kind of one thing that I took away from listening to Freddie yesterday for an hour. You know, we know how many times the Browns have tried to reinvent the wheel. And I'm not just talking about the analytics thing, but, you know, Ray Farmer's pro days and hiring Ray Farmer and hiring Joe Banner and all these things that have gone on. And Freddie yesterday is kind of like, hey, so John and his group, this is what they do. They get ideas and they go get players, and they don't get them all, but they try to make us better every day. And, like, when I get the guys on Monday, like, we start building a team and we start installing things, and then we go to the next phase, and then we go to the next phase, and eventually, you know, we kind of see what works. Like, this is how it's supposed to work. So, yeah, the Browns are back in the real NFL, and we'll see where it goes from here.
Zach, do you think that Freddie Kitchens is up for the challenge? I mean, obviously, he talks a big game. He acts like he doesn't really care about what people say or think. But, you know, he's still unproven, Zach. I mean, there's a lot more that goes into being a head coach than just calling plays for 8 games.
Yeah, he's real, and that matters. Now, nice guys and good guys have failed here before. Some others have also failed here before. But Dustin, I think it's more than fair to wonder because he's never done this, because all involved have never done this. I mean, what guys on the roster have played in significant games?
No, almost
only
nobody.
A handful.
Yeah.
Right? Almost nobody, right?
Yeah.
The key guys, especially. But I also think it comes down to Jimmy's and Joe's. It comes down to navigating this first stretch of the year when we know the games are going to be close. It's going to be a bounce. It's going to be a kick. Stay healthy and go. So these are all valid questions. I don't think there's any sense in worrying or wondering right now how something might get handled in October, because this is the NFL, and you know who they play week one is exciting, but it's about trying to find a way to win that one, and then they have to, you know, come back maybe on 5 days' notice and play again. So we'll see what happens.
You know, I know you've talked about you've speculated that that maybe the Browns would be in a night game the first week. Albert Breer was on with us earlier. He said he thinks the Browns are going to be one of the two Monday night games. What do you think about that right now?
Well, all along I thought the Jets was the one lock that was going to be a national TV game, right? Just because of Darnold versus Mayfield, and then you had Greg Williams, and now you have Odell going back to New York. So that makes a lot of sense. I don't know. I think Browns Arizona will be a national game, especially if it's Kyler with Arizona.
True.
And I think we'll probably find that out over the next week. But there's not any precedent for an Eastern time zone team playing that first week. So, yeah, I think there's a chance. And I think the division games, specifically Pittsburgh and Baltimore, obviously would also be like a Monday night candidate. But I also think the Browns could play Sunday at 1 and then turn around and play on that first Thursday. You know, even when they've played on Thursdays in the past, they've gotten buried in the NFL network windows. Well, now they're network Thursday early games. So, you know, until I hear something concrete, I'm out of the prediction business. But they will get minimum 4 and maybe 5 8:20 games.
Nice.
And they will get a handful of 4:25 games. You know, obviously they go out to different time zones 3 times. But, you know, Seattle coming here, the Rams coming here, potentially playing Pittsburgh, potentially playing at New England. Those are all possibilities to be later in the day than 1 o'clock in some sort of exclusive TV.
We're talking with Zach Jackson, The Athletic. Zach, do you think Odell Beckham right now is looking for a new contract?
No, I don't think.
Okay.
You know, he just got that huge bonus, and I think his world has been turned upside down in 2 weeks. So, you know, maybe that is in a priority, but I think Odell has enough endorsements. I don't think anyone could have possibly spent that bonus. So I won't be surprised if it happens 2 months from now or 8 months from now. But I don't think that he's going to call the Browns on Monday and say, hey, the reason I'm not here for the first day of workouts is because I need you to redo this mega deal that I just signed 7 months ago. I would be surprised if that was the case.
Hey, Zach, any word on if the Browns are still looking for another safety? I know you out there, you've talked about maybe they're happy with Derek Kindred being the starting strong safety. But there was some talk maybe Eric Berry or somebody else be brought in.
Well, John Dorsey said they've had conversations with the reps for Eric Berry and for Trey Boston. And there's links there, obviously, because Trey Boston played for Steve Wilks for a season. When you listen to Freddie, he didn't exactly sound like he thinks that Derek Kindred is the next Ronnie Lott. However, this is a really good safety class in the draft. We know the Browns have some picks and have some maneuvering because they could still – And then they were dangling Emmanuel Ogba a couple weeks ago with a safety in mind. Now, it didn't come to fruition, but could it in a day, or could it, you know, 4 weeks from now when the draft comes? Absolutely. So that is a priority. I think at least one more linebacker is a priority. It's not a really good linebacker class, so I think the Browns will either be taking one in the second or third, or then adding a veteran. And just adding to the front seven in general, you know. There's still moves to be made. But I think Dorsey was pretty clear that right now it would be trade or 1 year type deal. And then after the draft, they'll reassess because they still will have some money to spend and probably some needs. I mean, we're basing everything right now, you know, on bringing in 28-year-old guys and Sheldon Richardson and Olivier Vernon, who are frontline starters. But the depth is not settled. The linebacker is not settled at all. And then, you know, how you play defense, sometimes you don't really figure that out, Dustin, until the season goes, right, based on the matchups.
Yeah, of course.
Play. So they have guys that can play safety in a pinch, but how do they really think they're going to have to line up when the games start? I don't know, and I think that will probably dictate some things that maybe go on, like July and August, more than right now.
Zach, should the Browns be comfortable with their current situation at kicker and backup quarterback?
Well, should they, specifically at backup quarterback? No. Okay. They've looked at some kickers. They've looked at options. But they like Greg Joseph. I mean, they signed him because they were like, this kid has a rare leg and he has to learn. So he wasn't great. And I think what clouds the vision, I don't want to say the fans because ours too, you know, his misses were really bad. But he bombs it.
Yep.
So I think they're like, let's get one other guy. When we actually get on the field, with the exception of 2 days, isn't till mid to late May. Let's see how he does then, and let's see how he handles the competition. Because last year he was just an undrafted rookie in Dolphins camp. Had no real expectation to make it, right? And then go down the road. As for backup quarterback, you know, Dorsey was really clear. To me specifically, he said, you know, you don't just sign a guy, you have to like the guy. But all the guys we think they might like are pretty much signed. So
yeah, sure.
So we'll see what happens there. You would think, you know, when you go to a mini camp, which is four or so weeks from now, even though it's only a couple of days, you certainly need more than two quarterbacks. So I think maybe they would try a guy out there, if not sign one, and then kind of reassess as things shake out. They might have an inkling that some veteran will get cut after a team drafts a guy, you know, so the rookie can get the reps, because that's what happens a lot. I mean, guys, this is a brave new world with the Browns.
Yeah.
You have real people running the team that know how NFL business works.
True.
Right? So, of course, like the first 3 days of free agency, especially when they get Odell Beckham and Olivier Vernon, you're like, yes, 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 what's next? But Dorsey's kind of like, hey, there's like six more windows for getting guys here.
Zach, you know, speaking of transactions, there's been, you know, rumors, whether they're true or not, who knows, that the Browns are, you know, interested in potentially trading Duke Johnson. And first of all, do you think those are true? And if so, why? With Kareem Hunt suspended 8 games, why would they be so anxious to move on from Duke Johnson?
I don't think they're anxious to move on from Duke Johnson. As a matter of fact, yesterday morning, Freddie Kitchens said specifically, we are not anxious to move on from Duke Johnson.
Okay, good.
But a year ago, Duke Johnson was one of your unique playmakers. And now Duke Johnson's in a long list.
Right.
So I don't think you need to be in a rush, but I also don't think you can be naive and say, okay, if some team wants Duke Johnson, and I don't think anybody is going to call up and say we want him for anything more than a fifth-round pick, which at this point doesn't mean a lot to the Browns, right?
Sure.
But when the wheeling and dealing starts, and you need to move up 15 or 20 spots to get that linebacker or get that safety before they fall off to the next tier, and that team says we'll make this swap if you throw in Duke Johnson, and however else it works, then I think you have to think about it. So,
fair enough.
You know, right, nobody knows how this is going to shake out. But Nick Chubb is the starting running back. Kareem Hunt's coming out of the bullpen when the games really start to count. All indications are that. So we'll see. I mean, he certainly, to me, is available for the right deal. I totally get what you're saying, Bull. You don't just trade him to trade him.
Right.
And you don't just say, we have to move him today and get a sixth-round pick so we can, you know, get a third-tier safety or a backup defensive lineman in here. That doesn't make any sense.
Zach, how has Duke's attitude, behind the scenes been?
Well, he has not talked to Dorsey. I mean, the guys haven't been there. If the guys have been there.
Is that usual, though? I mean, should a player like Duke, in a situation where there's a trade like this, or not a trade, but there's an acquisition like this with Kareem Hunt, should the GM reach out to Duke Johnson?
The coach reached out to Nick Chubb. So that tells you right there.
But
otherwise, if guys have been around, and I know some of them have, it's on their own. The organized stuff starts on Monday. So, you know, this is a business, and the Browns aren't going to have 31 new guys on September 1st like they had last year. But this thing is going to continually get churned, because when you got Odell Beckham, it turned. And that, to me, is what took trading Duke Johnson from a really bad, really impatient idea to something that you probably need to do to address other areas.
Are the Browns working on an extension for Demarius Randle right now?
You know, we've asked that about 6 different times
between
the combine and in various formats, the Senior Bowl. And there's no answer. So, you know, last year they did Duke's deal in May. I think that's when a lot of it gets done. I mean, when you look at just kind of how you break up this stuff, there's the early draft season. The free agency season this year was broken up by the coaching search. You know, the way these things go. So I know Dorsey and Freddie were flying back this morning. And then they go right really into draft prep. and Freddie getting his hands on the players on Monday morning. So I certainly think that could be. I understand if Demarius Randle wants to wait based on the money safety's got this year. I understand if the Browns want to wait based on, let's see, he can be healthy. Because he did, as well as he played hurt for almost all of last year. I would not be surprised if that's something that happens in Mabel, but I can't sit here and say that that's, you know, on the top of their priority list when they do get back to work tomorrow.
Zach, last thing. I know we got a long way to go before the start of the season, but today, do the Browns have the best roster on paper in the AFC North?
Yes, and people that work for other AFC North teams have told me that. Mm. One said that it's not close.
Not close.
Yeah,
wow.
No. He was quick to say, let's see what happens.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, and I kind of agree with that. I mean, you added the frontline guys defensively. If you're assuming that everyone's going to be healthy and available, right, then that would include a healthy Denzel Ward. That would include an available Kareem Hunt. That would include an available Odell Beckham. All of these things. Then it is the best roster. So they still have to come get it from the Steelers. And I think, you know, through all this discussion, like, it's really on once they beat the Steelers, right?
Right.
Till
then,
it's projecting, and we'll see what happens.
Have you ever seen, like, am I crazy to think this is one of the quickest talent turner? Forget, they got to prove it on the field, I get it. But in terms of talent, to turn it around this quickly, when's the last time you've seen something like this?
Yeah, I mean, teams go worst to first all the time, Bull, but, you know, there's usually the quarterback gets hurt and then he comes back.
Right.
Or the coaching change is made and to think about how the Browns were intentionally bad for 2 years and unintentionally horrible for 2 years before that. And then to think they ran off five of their last seven and now are the most talented team in the AFC North in this window. I mean, it's only 16 months on the job for John Dorsey.
It's amazing.
So you could say nearly unprecedented. And then you say, once they beat the Steelers, then we'll see where it goes.
That's right. All right, Zach, good stuff, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
Zach Jackson, The Athletic.